Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's been 2.5 years since Deanne Warner disappeared without a trace from her home in Michigan. We told the story of this 52-year-old grandmother in Season 1 of Dateline Missing in America, 2022. Now we have a big development to report. There's been an arrest in her case. I'm Josh Mankiewicz, and this is a Missing in America update. On Tuesday, November 21st, 2023, Dale Warner, Deanne's husband, was arrested and charged with murder and tampering with evidence in connection with her disappearance. The 53-year-old Warner was arraigned the next morning in Lenawee County District Court. Deanne's family, including her brother Greg Hardy, were in the courtroom, sitting right behind the prosecution table.
It's a bittersweet thing. Listen, I've known this family all of my life. It's horrible to have to be at odds about one of their family members who I've known all of my life. And so I have to stay focused on the reality that it happened. Sometimes it feels almost impossible that it could have happened, but I stay focused on the facts that demonstrate that it did happen and who did it. And I'm a firm believer in justice. So that was all going through my head as I sat there after culminating 2.5 years of chasing this around to get to the point where the authorities had concurred with what we have been pushing for a long time.
Dale Warner joined the court proceedings via a video link from the Lenawee County Jail. He sat in front of a white cinder block wall, wearing an orange jumpsuit, his hands folded in his lap. You can see Warner had written notes in the left breast pocket of his orange jailhouse shirt. He did not read from them, instead answering yes and no to the court's questions. Dale Warner pleaded not guilty to both charges. His bond was set at $20 million. Dateline reached out to Warner's attorneys for comment. They responded, quote, "We believe that a fair and objective review of the evidence, or more precisely, the lack of evidence in this case, will show that Mr. Warner did not kill his wife," unquote. They added that they, quote, "intend to vigorously fight," unquote, the charges on behalf of their client. Dale was Deanne's second husband. They lived along a small country road where Deanne's vast property spanned thousands of acres, a property where Dale continued to live after his wife's disappearance. It's also a property police have searched multiple times over the years, including in May 2023, when they enlisted the help of cadaver dogs. We know they didn't find a body. We don't know what else they might have found. Now, Deanne's family sees her husband's arrest as progress. Her brother, Greg.
It's obviously a very large step forward. Following a huge amount of time spent trying to push the process, trying to make the process accountable. And for the family, it is a big relief that all the stuff that we've believed in and have, you know, spoken of in rallies and in vigils for my sister, we've been open about it, and it's finally been basically brought to fruition because of the investigation coming to the very same conclusion that we have come to over time.
Despite the welcome news, the fact remains that their sister, mom, grandma has never been found.
It's difficult. It's, you know, the pain has not gone away. The actual event that took place and, you know, not having any closure to that is haunting for the family. We have all, I believe, resigned ourselves to the fact that there's no other option than she has been killed and her body some way hidden or destroyed by Mr. Warner. And the only good thing is that now we finally have a little peace of mind that there is impossible justice here after 2.5 years. And, you know, my sister was the kind of person who would have praised this kind of a fight. She was a fighter, and I think she would be pleased that someone is carrying on the fight for her, because that's what she would do for someone else. She would fight for the justice for someone else. There's little doubt about that.
Holidays are the hardest for Dee's family. They say her absence for the past 2.5 years is a void that will never be filled, no matter the outcome of these charges.
Thanksgiving was kind of a holiday that my sister tried to draw all the different family fractions together for some sort of a large gathering and dinner. She was a good cook, and in our family, it's been kind of a tradition for big gatherings on Thanksgiving. And so it's an empty seat, a big seat that's not filled.
The Michigan State Police are continuing to follow leads and ask that anyone with information contact the MSP Monroe Post at 734-242-3500.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.